Yeah, it was part of what convinced me to get into amateur radio. That, and then, because I was thinking about it for a bit, and then there was at Lake Callis in Davis in that one 4th of July where that young boy unfortunately drowned, and I saw all the amateur radio people there helping out, and I thought, you know, I want to be available to help if something like that happens, and so got into it on the public service side, hoping to be able to help out if there's ever a big problem and they need people to help communicate.
I think that's probably the number one reason why people get into amateur radio is for that emergency preparedness aspect.